You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It is the APC podcast here at AcmePackingCompany.com, a special edition, as the title says. This is part two of our mock draft mini episode series, as we are now deep into the SB Nation NFL mock draft. I am Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter. Follow the show at the APC Pod on Twitter as well. Subscribe on iTunes, tap that five-star review button right quick, please and thank you. Listen, guys, 32 picks in the first round, 32 well, actually, I don't think the Bears have a... Never mind. Moving on. The Packers are on the clock at pick number 30, and joining me to play GM for a day and make that selection is the man who keeps the lights on around here, the Tom Waits of AcmePackingCompany.com. It is Evan Tex Western.
that's the best introduction I think I've ever had.
You got a little, is this hockey voice going on? What's going on with your voice today?
Yeah, playoff hockey. My Columbus Blue Jackets just swept out the President's Trophy winning Tampa Bay Lightning in four games yesterday. So my voice is very much trying to recover from the intensity of Nationwide Arena last night.
Yeah, I saw on social media, it looked like a pretty rocking good time there last night.
Yep. Definitely.
To refresh everyone's memory, if you guys missed part one of our mock draft mini pod series, first of all, go back and listen to it. We need the clicks. They pay the bills. But spoiler alert, Tex selected Montez Sweat to the Packers at 12th overall, the edge defender from Mississippi State. So without further ado, with the 30th pick in the super duper serious SB Nation NFL mock draft, Tex, you have selected Chris Lindstrom, senior offensive lineman from Boston College. The guy is 6'4", 308 pounds, so he's a little undersized. Just kidding. As Jerry Seinfeld would say, that's your big boy right there. Second team All-ACC in 2017, and I believe first team All-ACC in 2018. Athletic, strong, agile. Tex, I'm painting with a broad brush here, but can you talk a little bit about specifically what you liked about Chris Lindstrom?
Yeah, Lindstrom's been a guy really ever since the combine that a couple of us at Acme Packing Company have really had our eyes on. And the reason is multi-layered. So first of all, he's a real versatile player. He's played tackle, he's played guard. He's excelled at both of those positions, as you mentioned, all conference honors at both spots. So that right there, given what the Packers need, probably a guard day one, and then, you know, potentially a guy who could maybe move out to right tackle in year two or down the road. That sort of inside outside versatility is really going to be something that he could bring to this team that can really help in 2019. And the second piece of it is that his athleticism, I think, fits both what the Packers like in their offensive linemen really well, just in general. But also, I think it's going to be really appealing to Matt LaFleur and the new zone blocking scheme in the run game. Very active, great quick feet, really quick times in the agility drills at the combine in Indy. He's a pretty explosive guy too for his size, and so really he checks, I think, all the boxes that you could look for in terms of what the Packers could look for in an offensive lineman at the bottom of the first round.
I know some fans thought, you know, hey, the Packers signed Billy Turner, Cole Madison is back in the mix. Maybe we steer clear of offensive line, at least in the first round. But obviously you disagreed there.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of reasons to go that route. Well, first of all, it sure looks like the Packers are interested in an offensive lineman early on this year. They've brought in or visited with probably five, six of the top offensive tackles in this draft class over the course of the last couple of weeks, many of them coming to Green Bay on official visits. So I think that tells you that they're definitely interested. And right tackle in particular, I mean, with Brian Bulaga's situation, obviously he's consistently missing games here and there to injury, and his contract is up at the end of this year. So I think you need to determine, maybe Billy Turner is that guy to step in at right tackle for Bulaga. Maybe you draft a guy to be that future right tackle and play Turner inside. And I think with Lindstrom, what you could do is, plug them both in, let them compete for that starting right guard job this year. And then, next year, let those two guys duke it out and figure out where they best fit in the lineup at right guard and right tackle, because I think with the two of them, you could have a real solid right side of your line.
Yeah, you mentioned Brian Bulaga, and I've been caping for him a bit. I know that he is oft injured, and so that sort of lands him on some fans' sort of shit list, if you will, as sort of an expendable player. And as I mentioned, I've been caping for him. But it's like time, I don't know where time goes, but he was drafted in 2010. So
yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, to your point, I mean, when he plays, he's very effective. He's still one of the better right tackles in the league, but his availability is obviously one of the big questions about him. And again, that contract situation for a team that has shown that they're willing to move on from offensive linemen a little early, like they did with Josh Sitton and TJ Lang, I would be very surprised if he gets another contract in Green Bay after this year, unless he ends up hitting the free agent market and just coming back on a real bargain deal.
Yeah, I agree. So it makes sense to bring more talent in the pipeline. And speaking of that talent, there were other linemen taken earlier. I see Andre Dillard went at 16 to Carolina. That's a name I've heard a lot about. Jawan Taylor, Jonah Williams, also going at 13 and 14 respectively. Were you surprised by sort of the run at offensive line, or is this in line with what you're seeing both in terms of the available talent and team needs?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. If anything, it surprised me a little bit that we got all the way down to 13 before an offensive lineman came off the board. If we get to draft day next week and we don't have a lineman taken in the first 11 picks, I'll be pretty surprised. It just seems like always you get one of those tackles that rises up the boards. I think Mike McGlinchey was it last year, that guy last year for the 49ers. I think they took him at 9. And so it always seems that somebody goes ahead and grabs one early, because you can never be too careful protecting your quarterback. And so certainly, in those teens picks, I would expect a couple of these guys to come off the board. And then the other one that we were very, kind of waiting out to see if he was going to fall to 30 was Dalton Risner from Kansas State. If he was still there, that would have made for a real interesting decision between him and Lindstrom, because I think, in some ways they're kind of similar players and the Packers probably like both of them. But Risner ended up going off the board at 28, just two picks ahead of where we were at 30. So that ended up making the decision pretty easy for us.
Were there other non-offensive line players that you had your eye on who were perhaps off the board already, or maybe just not as high on your board as Lindstrom?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that came off the board again in those last maybe five or six picks. Noah Fant, the tight end from Iowa, he went off to the board to Oakland at 24. And then three picks later, when Oakland pick again, they took Nasir Adderley, the safety out of Delaware. Both guys that I think could be good fits in Green Bay around that 30 pick. And then there's another one who kind of fell, who surprised me a little bit, and that was Christian Wilkins, the big defensive tackle out of Clemson. If the Packers end up taking a tackle in the first round for the on the defensive side of the ball, and in the two options really that I see there are Ed Oliver, which he went off the board real early, and then Wilkins is the other option. If he's there at 30, I think he could be a real possibility. But yeah, he went off the board, and then the other one, Jeffrey Simmons, went off to Indy at 26. Obviously, he's got that torn ACL, so he probably won't be playing this year. And he's got some off the field issues stemming from some violence back in his high school days. But talent level is there, and he could be possibly in the mix as well. But again, with all those guys coming off the board, Lindstrom definitely seemed like the best fit. And then if we were to continue this mock all the way through to 44, I think there's a good chance that you'd see us end up probably with a safety somewhere in that second round pick. There's a bunch of those guys, those free safety and slot defenders that I think would be exactly what this defense needs. Juan Thornhill is a player out of Virginia that I really like. I'm really high on. I know our Peter Bukowski is a big fan of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson from Florida. And then Darnell Savage from Maryland is another one to watch. I think those three guys are definitely possibilities at 44. And then you could see possibly the tight end position in the mix as well, depending on how things fall. Maybe Alabama's Irv Smith could be an option there in the second round. If not, I think, again, if maybe safety is the option in the second round, I think you could easily see a receiver or a pass catcher at 75 in round three as well. I think those are probably safety, tight end, receiver, probably your next big buckets to check off.
Dex, it's always a pleasure. I think that is a wrap here on the mock draft. I would invite the listeners to keep it locked in here to acmepackingcompany.com and SB Nation. The whole mock draft will be up. They're actually going to stitch all the audio together into one long sort of draft pod, which should be a lot of fun. But aside from that, the normal APC pod crew, Ben, Alex, and myself, have a few guests lined up for later this week and next week to do draft prep. Some names to know. And should be a lot of fun for those of you that are super interested in the draft stuff ahead of the NFL draft, which starts next Thursday. So until then, keep it locked in here to the APC pod at the APC pod on Twitter and acmepackingcompany.com. Tex Western, any parting words for the listeners?
Just excited for Thursday. This is one of my favorite parts of the year, maybe favorite parts of the season. And with so many picks, this should be a fun one for Packers fans. So enjoy it on Thursday and through Saturday next week, and go Pack go.
Damn straight. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.